Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Johnny Yun. I'm the Finance Director and Company Secretary of ILC. We are ILC Limited. Stock code is 1029. We are listed in main board of Hong Kong. I would like to welcome all of you to our conference call for the first quarter of 2023. Apart from me, with us today are our CEO, Mr. Dennis Cherlikenko, as well as our CFO, Daniela Kordirov. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A brief Q&A session, which you can ask in English, Mandarin, or Cantonese, will follow the formal presentation. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Announcement and PowerPoint slides for use in this call have been uploaded, and you can download the documents from our website, www.ilcgroup.com.hk. 各位好，我系铁江现货财务总管同埋公司秘书袁兆章。 欢迎大家出席我哋铁江现货香港交易所股票编号1029。我哋今日系做紧系2023年第一季度营业报告电话会议。今日公司出席嘅代表除咗我之外咧，仲包括我哋首席执行官 Dennis Cherlikenko 先生，同埋我哋嘅首席财务官 Daniela Kordirov 先生嘅。出席嘉宾咧，暂时会预设为聆听嘅模式。喺管理层正式报告完毕之后咧，我哋会设有呢个答问嘅时间。 歡迎大家可以用英文、國語或者廣東話發問。另外提醒大家，這個會議正在進行錄音，及後的會議使用的公告和演講稿已經上載在本公司的網站 www.ilcgroup.com.hk， 歡迎大家下載。現在我們有請我們的首席執行官 Dennis Cherlikenko 先生為我們主持會議。It's my pleasure to turn the call to our CEO Dennis Cherlikenko. You may begin, please.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, colleagues. So I want to tell you, so as usual, so our quarter results and quarter highlights. So right now, so it's a quarter first 2023 highlights. So a few words about the performance of our KNC. Main plant, so 8.6% increase in sales volume over the previous quarter, and also 6.8% increase in production volume over the previous quarter, Q4 2022. We continue preparation of Sutara deposit with the aim of starting the mine operation in Sutara by the end of the current year. So as about the corporate and industry, so key highlights, our cash balance reduced to 24.1 million in comparison with the end of the year 2022. And net debt increased to 51.7 million, mainly due to the vessel purchase outflows. About this deal, we will tell you later. And subsequent sales proceeds are expected to be received in the second quarter of 2023. So average plots. 65% iron ore index increased by 26% over the previous quarter to $140 per ton. And the Russian ruble depreciated by 14% over the previous quarter to an average 73 ruble per dollar. More shipments have been made via Amur River Bridge. And so we... a trader vessel, and the trading of a vessel is expected to result of a one-off gain of $500,000 US dollars following sale completion in the next quarter two. So please move over to the slide number 7. Some more details about KNS operations. So as you see, the price comparison with the previous quarter increased by 26%. So also the production in comparison with the quarter four 2024 increased by 6.8%. I have said it. This, and also in comparison with the quarter one of the previous year, it increased even more. The same was with sales. So in comparison with the quarter one, so the change in sales is 20%. And also you can see, so we a good performance with the mining, drilling, and rock mass moved, nevertheless, of all the circumstances. So sales increase in any way, so we're following the railway congestion elevated with the river bridge becoming operational. So, and we also is actively preparing Sutara deposit with the aim of starting mine operation by the end of the year. Third-party mining contractors performed satisfactorily during the current quarter variance in mining volume, mainly due to timing and season fluctuation. And also, IRC has been seeking and pursuing a more diverse range of investment opportunities to expand the business portfolio. During quarter one, the group successfully traded a vessel, which upon transaction completion is expected to give rise to one of gain of approximately $500,000. The group has received the sales proceeds of the vessels by installments. So, and you can see on the slide some information about this vessel. And by this, so I will pass the word so to our CFO, Daniela Котлярова. Daniela, please.
Thank you very much. Gentlemen, can you please look at the next slide where we can give you a brief update about the liquidity of the group? As Dennis mentioned already, while there was a net cash outflow of the quarter in the amount of roughly of 12 million US dollars, if you deduct the cash flow associated with the purchase of the vessel and also the cash flow associated with our regular repayment of the loan, the net the net cash flow generated out of operations with the deduction of the capital expenditures in relation with the Sutara capex actually will be positive in the amount of roughly 12.5 million US or dollars over the quarter, which is a reflection of a strong operational results and also of the increase in the price of iron ore, which unfortunately we see the decline at the moment, but we hope that there will be a rebound in the market in the future. So on this slide as well, you see the information which we published for previously as well about the schedule of the servicing of our loan. As we've been mentioning in our previous announcement, we completed the partial a swap of the debt into equity at the end of last year, which partly alleviated the cash flow over the course of this year. And yes, I think that if you look at the slide, it allows us to keep the total amount of servicing of the loan in the annual amount of 20 million US, while as you know there was a significant increase in the LIBOR in interest rate, and the servicing of the interest is much higher in the course of this year as it was in previous years, but with the decrease in the schedule of the repayment of the principal, it allowed us to alleviate the cash flows and assist us in keeping the service of the loan on the level which we are comfortable with, in line of a big amount of the capital expenditures over the course of this year associated with the star capex. We have information about this in the next slide. About the challenges and opportunities, I'm heading over to Denis Beck. Denis, please.
Yes. Thank you very much, Danilo. So, please move to the slide number 12. So I want to tell you about the challenges beyond our control. The first and the main is iron ore prices are very volatile, so we constantly telling about this. In Q1, iron ore prices increased substantially, so with the average price climbing to $140 per ton, as I said. However, iron ore price turned bearish and declined in April 23. As the market has expected too much for demand after the epidemic, and recovering to supply side was quicker than demand side. But anyway, so and right now, so close the month of April, it's about 120 per ton, and so and you can see that in May, so we don't expect so serious increase of the price. Also, I want to tell about the ruble appreciation increase for KNS operation cost. Russian ruble appreciated, already said that Russian ruble appreciated in May. So it lost about 14% and depreciated to an average 73 per US dollars in quarter one. The weakening of the Russian ruble has a positive impact on operation margin, as operation costs of the group are mainly denominated in Russian rubles, and revenue is mainly denominated in US dollars. So to provide the protection against and the appreciation of the currency for the month of January 23, about 2 million equivalent of Russian rubles. The expenditure has been hedged using zero cost collar with put strike at about 75 ruble. And also group may consider entering into the further foreign exchange hedging contract if deemed appropriate. The next challenge is the rising inflation impact on operation cost. So high Russian production price index of 3.4% in quarter one 2023, and we think this challenge will continue further in the current year. And also, there is a new, I would say, so challenge. It's a Russian windfall tax, an additional one-off tax for year 2021 and 2022. So is expected for the companies in Russia, which showed the profit in 2021, serious profit in 2021 and 2022, and as our group had such profits, so we expect that it also can influence on our financials. But also I want to tell you about some opportunities on the slide 13 and further. The first opportunity on the slide 14, it's our Sutara project. So in quarter one, 2023, so we continue development of the Sutara project, construction of the permanent reinforced concrete bridge over the Sutara River commenced, preparatory works for the construction of the federal highway overcrossing were completed, works continued on construction of power liners substantial. at the Sotara deposit, stripping and dewatering works began. So what this project will bring to us, you can see on the slide 14. Also, I want to repeat that it will have more than 30 years of mine life. The next opportunity, so we already told about this, so the previous quarter and the quarter before, it's the Amur River Bridge. As we already reported, so the Amur River Bridge commenced operational towards the end of the 2022 with a limited capacity, and KNS had made successful trial shipment via the bridge. During quarter one, more shipments had been made via the bridge. KNS is planning to increase the usage of the bridge, but this will be subject to the bridge capacity, which is currently limited given that it has just become operational. The latest information is that we know that the custom will work so the 24/7 on this bridge, and we expect that the number of the train will increase. So it's all from my side. Thank you so much. So Johnny, please continue.
Thank you, Dennis. Thank you, Daniela. Operator, I think we can move on to the Q&A section, please.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We are now polling for questions. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star one. Thank you. Once again, please press star one for questions. Thank you. First question comes from Daniel. Please go ahead. Thank you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Daniel. Yes, please Hello? Go ahead.
Okay, great. My first question is regarding the buying and selling of the vessel. So my question is, the ship is being bought and sold around $20 million. And you're making a profit of around $500,000, say in a span of 6 months, which implies like an interest rate of about 5%. So $500,000, 6 months, $20 million. So it's about 5%. Wouldn't it be better to instead actually pay down your debt rather than making a small profit on the ship? Because your cost of interest on your debt is actually a lot higher than that.
Let me answer the question. Yes, as we mentioned, yes, the outflow of the payment of the vessel took place in the first quarter of this year, but I can add that actually the majority of the payment was made as around mid of the quarter. We are in the process of getting the repayment as we speak at the moment. So the partial like repayment of the vessel we received already, and in the next few weeks we're expecting to get the remainder. So actually the turnover, if you're asking about what was the time of the usage of the cash flow, is much less than 6 months. So if you multiply it by the interest rate, the effective interest rate on this operation, it will be in excess of what you mentioned. So we can kind of argue whether this is a good return on this investment or not, but yes, it's higher than the average like interest you can get on the deposit, and it's higher than most probably the interest we're paying on the loan. Regarding the earlier repayment of the loan, while you are quite right, it would be good, one of the strategies might be deleveraging with the usage of the cash flow, but as we mentioned, especially at the end of last year, and it's also, I think it's, we have seen the quite dramatic volatility on the iron ore prices again. We are mindful of the significant amount of the capital expenditures which we are obliged to spend on the development of Sotara this year, and the timing of this operation with the vessel were aligned with the timing of the capital expenditures. And in order to be secured and safe, guarded against any changes in the price of iron ore or some more fluctuations in rubles, our view strategy was that we shall keep a certain amount of the cash flow on our bank accounts in order to be able to fund the Sotara capex irrelevant of the situation with the price of iron ore. Yes, the reason of that is that the development of Sotara is absolutely critical in order to keep up with the production capacity of KNS, and we should be able to develop Sotara even if it will be a significant decline in prices of iron ore or changes in the exchange rate like we have seen in last quarter of last year. So, so answering your question again, the bottom line is that the profitability, the return on the capital of this operation is in excess of what you mentioned. We expect to receive all the money in our bank accounts until the end of the quarter. And then in terms of the capital allocation of this money, we'll be looking at the macro parameters, and our plan is to do whatever is required in order to preserve and safeguard the cash required to complete the STAR project. And after that, we can look at some other opportunities of the capital allocation. And I think the priority, as
okay,
you mentioned, will be the leverage.
For the Sotara project, once you have commissioned and it's up and running by 2024, what is the annual production for Sotara that you expect?
The Sotara mine is just the source of the feed of the iron ore into the processing plant of Kimkan, and so with the gradual decrease of the mining operations of the ore on the Kimkan open pit, we're going to replace it with the Sotara ore. So it shall not affect the total amount of the feed of the ore, which is 10 million tons of ore, so run of mine. Yet by design, the completion of Sotara shall not impact the total capacity of the KNF, but as we mentioned, we believe that the quality of the ore on the Sotara pit will allow us to improve the production yields of the Kimkan plant, and so we hope that we will achieve a slightly better result, although we're not talking about a significant increase. By design, the capacity of the KNS mine operating both on Kimkan ore or on Sotara or on the blend of two ores, it won't be changed.
Right. So the current production is about, let's say, 2.5 megatons a year. So what you are saying is that 2.5 megatons a year is not going to change, even with. Do you see any possibility of increasing the contractor's volume?
Yes, as I mentioned already, if you our design capacity is around 3 million tons of the product per year, and this is what we are trying to achieve. We have some obstacles, including some of the issues with design of the plant, or some problems that we inherited of the Chinese company which built them, but and some of them is in relation with the properties of the ore. So as I mentioned, with the work we are doing at the moment, if you look at actually quarter to quarter capacity of the plant, as Dennis mentioned already, we have a steady improvement of the production yields of production volume. So the total annualized production volume in excess of $2.5 million, and basically we are doing everything in order to increase the capacity of the plant, and Sutara is one of the measures that which we hope will allow us to reach the design capacity.
And then on the tax issue, the tax issue, so the 2021 and 2022 windfall tax. So for 2022, you actually had an impairment. Does that actually count towards the tax, or does it not count towards the tax?
No, it's not. Because impairment is it's a IFRS group adjustment, which made on the level of the group accounts of IRC, while the windfall tax is purely tax. It's a tax innovation in Russia. It means that we are talking about the additional tax burden in relation with KNF mine, and the tax basis of KNF is obviously different of what you see in the IFRS books of the groups. There is no any impairments in the no impairments in the Russian books, and as Denis mentioned, KNF mine was profitable, in both of the years, especially in 2021 when we've been enjoying the quite high level of iron ore prices, and we have generated a significant amount of the profit, both on the group level and on KNF level as well. Although we cannot give you, obviously, your next question will be what is our estimated amount. We cannot give you this amount because until we see the approved version of the new tax law, we cannot answer actually what amount of the tax will be because the legislator is assuming a number of deductions, discounts, and also KNS. Is using the preferential regime of taxation as being in a special area of Russia, and we don't know what the impact will be on the amount of tax. So as soon as we have this information, we will announce it.
Is there a range, like a 10%, 20%? Like, what's the range we're talking about?
The source and public information, the tax rate is 10% of the excess profit of the year 2022-2021 against the years 2018-2019. And since the KNS was in the 2018 and the 19, and actually it was in the process of the increase in the capacity, and obviously the iron ore prices were much lower, so there is a tax base. But in terms of the absolute amount, as I said, I cannot give you the range because we don't know what are the discounts, deductions, or subsidies which we might use.
Okay. On a separate note, do you have any thoughts about share buybacks?
As we mentioned in our previous calls already, the share buybacks basically the sort of the dividends. And I think as we mentioned already, the capital allocation of the group between the repayments of the debt, the leveraging, your funding of the capital investment and a dividend is a subject of discussion of the board. And in light of the significant amount of capex that we are required to spend over the course of this year, because it's crucial, as I mentioned, that we commission Sutara, and in light of the significant fluctuations of the iron ore prices, I think the priority at this moment of time is the liquidity and completion of our capital of our investment program, and as you mentioned, after that it's the leveraging because the interest rates are quite high at the moment, and we are paying quite a lot of interest, So despite the significant deleveraging which we achieved already, so $70 million of the debt, we repaid quite a significant amount over the past couple of years. And I think that was a correct judgment.
Okay. Understood. So last question for me. For the Amur River Bridge, what is the throughput or the volume that you expect to go through that bridge for 2024?
That's a good question you're asking. Actually, I cannot give you the exact number at the moment because it kind of depends on desire of our clients. Yes, because obviously it's also sending our products via the bridge of Hydro-Deco is also it also depends on the geography of our customers. And so I can mention, as Denis already told, that we begin to use the bridge. The part of our monthly shipment goes via the bridge right now. And we basically were interested to increase the utilization of the bridge. But we are in an active discussion with the government authorities and with the investor of the bridge, with the operator of the bridge, about the terms of the usage of the bridge, because this bridge is basically a private project, although with the involvement of the government bodies in it, but it's a private project. So they are establishing a fee of the usage of the bridge, and we are calculating, and in this moment of time, bridge is still operating in a test mode, so it's not operating at full capacity because the operator of the bridge and it's just in the middle of May as the border crossing is operating day and night. Previously, it was operating only during the day because the post of the custom of the border guards, it didn't operate just at full capacity. So we're in discussion with them at the moment, and but we hope to increase the usage of the bridge if it gives us significant improvement. But already at this moment of time, it gives us an advantage in terms of avoiding the problems on Russian railways. With the significant increase of the turnover of the amount of the goods which are going into the east ports of Russia, the capacity of the Russian railways has been overloaded, and the bridge allows us to avoid the issues if we are sending our goods into a different border crossing point. There is we have less problem with the capacity of the railway as it constantly was the problem in the previous years.
Thanks, that's all for me.
Thank you. Once again, please press star one for questions. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star one. Thank you. Excuse me, Johnny, there's no further questions at this point in time.
Thank you. Thank you, Rachel. As there's no more questions, we allow ending the meeting here, and thank you everyone for joining the call today. We appreciate your time, and if you have any questions, please feel free to contact us at any time. Contact details can be referred to our corporate website, www.ircgroup.com.hk. 因为现在没有其他提问了，那我们会议都到此为止了。那么多谢各位今天出席参与的嘉宾，和希望各位有一个愉快的日。如果你有任何问题，其实可以随时联络我们。我们的联络方法可以参与我们的官网 www.ircgroup.com.hk. With that, thank you and have a great day. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you for joining the conference. You may now disconnect. Goodbye.